So you graduated then from OU when?
1959.
And then what?
I had taken ROTC to help pay for school, so I had to go into the Army. Jobs are pretty hard to get at that time. The oil industry was kind of going through a downturn, and I knew I had to go into the Army, so I decided not to even try to get a job, just to go right in. So I did that, and I was assigned the Quartermaster Corps, and I reported to Fort Lee, Virginia, to start my service. I was there for 6 months. I was going through basic officers training. Half the time was that. The other half, I was assigned duty to do, a job to do. I did that. And then I was discharged from there and put into the reserve, Army Reserve, where I went to work. I started with Amerada Petroleum after I got out of the Army. I started in Duncan, Oklahoma, and I was there for only a couple of months, and then I got transferred to North Dakota.
Where in North Dakota?
Tioga, North Dakota.
Tioga. See, I'm native of North Dakota.
Okay.
Grand Forks.
All right.
And Fargo was where I hung around.
Well, I was told that Tioga was the 13th largest city in North Dakota. It had 1,300 people in it.
And you now know what cold and snow is all about.
I do. The coldest I saw there was 54 degrees below zero, yeah, with about a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, we'd go out and work in the end of December through January when it'd be 20 below zero.
Yeah. So that's with your work with Amerada Petroleum Company.
Yeah.
And so then, what was your job? What did you do?
Well, we were assigned, I was a petroleum engineer, and when I got to North Dakota, I had to report to the district engineer, and there were probably about 20 engineers up there at the time, and I was assigned four different fields as my job to try to lower the operating cost and get all the oil out of the ground at the cheapest price that we could. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. And so that's when I started learning the business.
And how long were you there with Amerada?
I was there for 3.5 years. And then I was transferred to Victoria, Texas, which is South Texas. I was there for a year as an engineer in charge of fields in that area. And then I was transferred to Tulsa, and I was here for probably 2 years, and I worked in the Tulsa office, obviously. And then I was transferred to Seminole, Texas, as a district engineer, and we probably had 15 different fields there and I had probably about six different engineers that worked for me at the time. I was there for 3.5 years. Then I was transferred to Midland, Texas, as a regional engineer. We supervised three different districts, which was two districts in Texas and one in New Mexico. I was there for a year, then I got transferred to Tulsa in charge of the engineering department.
Some of the maybe specific projects that you had or any challenges you had in any one of those places? Lots of challenges, I would imagine.
Well, there were quite a few. Probably one of the bigger jobs was at Seminole when it was my job to design a really big water flood and figure out where we were going to get the water to use for injection to move the oil. And that was a big project. It took a lot of time and a lot of work figuring all that out. And it was a good job, and I learned a lot doing that. But just learning all the different ways to evaluate how you make things do better, produce more oil, how you analyze problems before you go out and try to fix them. All of that was what I learned that was the basis for my company when I started it, how to go about making things do better.
And you must have enjoyed that.
I did.
That challenge.
I don't think I worked a day in my life.
I'm interested in that water pool. You said you had to bring water into it. How did you do that?
Well, there's a huge reservoir that underlies West Texas called the Ulagalla Water Sand, and it's probably somewhere around 300, 400 feet. It's a big, thick sand, and it's very prolific. That's what they use for irrigation out in West Texas. I knew that was there, and that's what we ended up doing. But, you know, I looked at using wastewater, probably four or five different things, but the most economical was producing the water from the Ulagalla sand. And what we do, we have wells that produce that in the tanks, and then we have injection wells that we've drilled in patterns around all the producing wells. That we then pump that water into those injection wells, and that causes oil to be moved towards the producing wells. And so you can double your oil recovery by doing water injection. And there's different ways after that to get more oil out of the ground by using chemicals and heat and stuff like that.
It must have been a thrill then when your at first theory, idea, selling it to above people above you and all, and when that all worked, what a thrill that had to be to you to see how you could...
It's supposed to work.
Did it ever not work?
Well, in other places at other times, we've done things that didn't work, that's for sure. But, you know, when we were all moving around, there were two people in North Dakota that I really liked, and they were two of the most competent engineers up there. And we all competed against each other. It was really fun. We got moved around together. We ended up in Tulsa here together early. Then we were transferred out into the field. I was in Seminole. One of the guys was in Hobbs. And another guy was in Midland. And we were making presentations to the, you know, vice presidents and all that. And we were competing against each other, and it was fun. We ended up being really good friends.
Did you all get promoted? And did one get and the other one didn't? Or how did that work out? Because you obviously did.
We were all pretty equally promoted until I got promoted to Midland and was over all the West Texas area. And then later got promoted to Tulsa and then in charge of all the engineers at that time.